Hello and welcome to today's readings of selections from the April-May issue of Audiophile magazine. On this issue, you'll hear all about audiobooks for kids and teens. In today's show, you'll hear some listen-alikes, then you'll hear our feature in the studio when Audiophile speaks with Scholastic Audio's Melanie Gagné about bringing the middle grade book, The Magical Reality of Nadia, by Basim Youssef and Catherine R. Daly to audio. It's read by Lamise Isaac. We'll also start our reviews in Children and Family Listening. Let's get right to it. Audiobooks for kids and teens. Listen-alikes for grades 8 through 14 and up. This year's pairings focus on Own Voices, featuring titles in which many of the authors and narrators speak from their own diverse backgrounds and perspectives. From combating systemic racism to exploring immigrant experiences, to mythic stories of dark magic, or the ways in which cultural differences affect family life, these audiobooks expand our knowledge of our neighborhoods and our world. Today we'll have some listen-alikes in the Audiobooks for Kids and Teens edition. If you like energetic, commanding, approachable, and impassioned and serious books, you'll love these. Stamped by Jason Reynolds and Ibram X. Kendi. Read by Jason Reynolds with an introduction by Ibram X. Kendi. Jason Reynolds wrote and now narrates a vital and compelling young readers remix of Kendi's Stamped from the Beginning. Together, they have created essential listening for younger listeners, those who are raising them and their teachers. Reynolds writes and speaks directly to younger listeners in an engaging and open style. It's from Hachette Audio, unabridged, ages 12 and up. Also, we have Say Her Name by Zeta Elliott, read by Channy Waits. Channy Waits' expressive narration further heightens the impact of Zeta Elliott's Peon to Black Girls and Women. By turns gentle, melodious, animated, and dramatic, Waits matches her pitch and pacing to the themes presented in Elliott's poetry, from microaggressions like hair, touching, to brutality, enslavement, and resistance. An exceptional performance paired with soaring poetic contemplations on racism and how to fight against it. It's available from Recorded Books, unabridged, ages 12 and up. If you like immersive, unhurried, warm, thoughtful, and issue-oriented books, audiobooks, of course, then you'll love Letters from Cuba by Ruth Behar, read by Rebecca Soler. Narrator Rebecca Soler effectively voices the diverse characters in Behar's story of Jewish immigrants in Cuba on the cusp of World War II. Soler deftly manages Yiddish and Spanish words and phrases as 11-year-old Esther joins her father in a village outside Havana where they work to earn money to send for the rest of the family in Poland. It's available from Listening Library, unabridged, ages 10 and up. The next audiobook in this Listen Alike category is A Papa Like Everyone Else. It's written by Sydney Taylor, and it's read by Jen Taylor. In a bright, clear voice, narrator Jen Taylor transports listeners to post-World War I Czechoslovakia for an insightful look at a resilient Jewish family's life. It's been 5 years since Papa left to find work in New York City, leaving Mama and his two young daughters, Zarina and Gisela, to wait until they can join him. The story traces a year in their impoverished village, which is described through a colorful collage of farm and domestic activities interspersed with intriguing details of diverse social customs, religious traditions, culinary practices, folklore, and childhood adventures. It's available from Listen and Live Audio, unabridged, ages 10 and up. If you like your audiobooks brisk, energetic, youthful, thought-provoking, and engaging, you'll love The True Definition of Neva Bean by Christine Kendall, read by Channy Waits. In a sweet and youthful tone, Channy Waits portrays Neva Bean, a spirited 12-year-old in the throes of puberty. When her parents go on tour in Europe, Neva and her brother Clayton are left to spend the summer with their grandparents. As Neva struggles to find herself and adjust to her role in a changing world, Waits brings depth to Neva's growth, especially when she follows in Clayton's footsteps and discovers the need for social activism. It's available from Scholastic Audiobooks, unabridged, ages 8 and up. Next, we have A Good Kind of Trouble by Lisa Moore Ramey, read by Imani Parks. With youthful immediacy, Imani Parks narrates this slice of life story about a smart, well-behaved seventh grader named Shayla. Shay hopes to avoid trouble as she navigates typical middle school rites of passage, such as first crushes and shifting social dynamics. But after attending a Black Lives Matter protest with her family, she begins to consider her African-American identity in new ways, prompting her to risk the consequences of challenging an unjust school rule. It's available from Harper Audio, ages 8 and up. And another listen-alike, if you like distinctly voiced, engrossing, immersive, intricately plotted world-building, you'll love Akata Witch by Nnedi Okorafor, read by Yetidi Badaki. Nigeria and the world of the leopard people come to life with Yetidi Badaki's engaging, multi-accented narration. Sunny Nawuzue is Igbo and American, albino, and about to discover she is magic. Sunny and her friends juggle school with their lessons from magic teachers and mentors, learning to control their juju and discovering the dark side of the leopard world. It's available from Tantor Media, unabridged, ages 12 and up. And today's last listen alike is Children of Blood and Bone by Tomi Adeyemi, read by Bonnie Turpin. Bonnie Turpin's breathtaking narration of this exhilarating novel will keep listeners rooted in their seats, listening intently. The story is told through the shifting perspectives of three teenagers in a West Africa-inspired world that had magic until it was stolen away by a fearful and destructive king. Zeli is a diviner, a white-haired, black-skinned girl who is destined to help restore magic to Orisha. Turpin imbues her with an impassioned voice, artfully portraying her rage, fear, hope, and determination. It's available from Macmillan Audio, unabridged, ages 14 and up. Let's go to an In the Studio, where Audiophile speaks with Scholastic Audio's Melanie Gagne, executive producer of The Magical Reality of Nadia by Bassem Youssef and Catherine R. Daly, about bringing this middle grade book to audio. Audiophile Magazine. Can you tell us about the casting process and how you came to cast Lamise Isaac? Melanie Gagne. The casting process for this was interesting because we needed two voices, one for the main narration and one for the comics sections. We knew right away that we wanted to ask Bassem to provide the voices for the comics. Those sections are essentially written as lessons that Titi is teaching Nadia, and we felt that Bassem's background in comedy would translate well to Titi's character. For the main narrator, even though the text is written in the third person, it's a close third person focusing on Nadia's journey, so we knew we wanted a female reader. It was also important that our reader be representative of Nadia's Arabic heritage. I reviewed Dayan Audio's casting roster and found quite a few narrators who fit the criteria, including Lamise Isaac. When we collected auditions from those narrators and shared them with Bassem, and we all felt that Lamise's audition had everything we were looking for, the right energy, great character voices, and a good handle on the comedic elements of the story. Audiophile. The book includes comic panels. How did you tackle translating them to the audio experience? Melanie Gagne. We wanted the comics panel sections to stand out as being different from the main text, as they are in the print edition in the book. We settled on making the distinction through addition of Bassem as the voice of Titi and the other characters in these sections. Since his voice is only featured in this section, and since the surrounding text from the main story already makes it clear that Nadia is being whisked away into a comic book, it allows for these sections to stand out as they do in the print edition. Audiophile. Were there extra challenges with recording and producing the audiobook due to the restrictions of living in this pandemic era? Melanie Gagne. There weren't too many challenges with recording and producing the audiobook during the pandemic. Recording an audiobook is a fairly isolated process to begin with, so many studios can still safely have narrators and voice artists come in to record. The only real difference is confirming ahead of time that all COVID-19 safety protocols are being followed, as was the case when we were scheduling Bassem's sessions. Lamise recorded her narration in her own home studio, which is a transition that many more narrators have made to adapt to the times. Audiophile. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us about producing the magical reality of Nadia? Melanie Gagne. I always enjoy working on projects that have more of a hands-on approach in terms of production, i.e. a multicast book, searching for narrators we haven't worked with before, etc. The magical reality of Nadia definitely fell under that category, so while some aspects of working on it were challenging, it was a lot of fun, too. Here's a review of The Magical Reality of Nadia by Bassem Youssef and Catherine R. Daly, read by Lamise Isaac and Bassem Youssef. Lamise Isaac's youthful narration captures the first in a series featuring sixth grader Nadia. She returns from Egypt to reunite with her nerd crew of like-minded, mostly cultural diverse friends who join forces to put together a museum project. At the center of the story are Nadia's changing emotions, her incomprehension of a new classmate's bullying, the comfort she finds from her friends, and the hurt of experiencing microaggressions and learning that her peers have problems with her leadership style. Isaac adopts an accent when portraying Titi, a magical figure who emerges from Nadia's amulet to aid her in problem solving. While the story's transitions between magical and realistic elements sometimes seem abrupt, the novel's depictions of prejudice and issues of identity will avidly engage listeners. Egyptian comedian and co-author Bassem Youssef narrates several small bits. Susie Wild wrote that review of The Magical Reality of Nadia. It's written by Bassem Youssef and Catherine R. Daly, read by Lamise Isaac and Bassem Youssef. It's available from Scholastic Audio for 3.5 hours, unabridged, ages 8 and up. And this is just a reminder that you are listening to the brand new April-May issue of Audiophile magazine. It's the magazine that wants you and your kids and your teens to discover the world of audiobooks. Now let's turn our attention to our reviews in children and family listening. And our first review today is an earphones winner. And as you know, Audiophile Awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. Our first review today is Rise, From Caged Bird to Poet of the People, Maya Angelou. It's written by Bethany Hegedus, and it's an earphones winner read by Charisse Booth. This concise autobiography is a special tribute to acclaimed writer, poet, and civil rights activist Maya Angelou. Narrator Charisse Booth's beautiful, clear voice evokes Angelou's spirit and embodies the power of the spoken word. Booth's tone and pacing are genuinely engaging, creating natural pauses that encourage listeners to reflect on the significance of the author's imagery. The evocative musical score and sound effects are an integral part of this performance. Echoes of voices and fragments of poems and speeches meld with recognizable sounds from everyday life, enhancing the narration. The hardcover picture book's full-page illustrations, with layers of color and symbolism, make a stunning accompaniment, and the back matter, also narrated by Booth, provides significant details relevant to this incredible woman's life and accomplishments. Sharon Allen wrote that review of Rise, From Caged Bird to Poet of the People, Maya Angelou. It's written by Bethany Hegedus, an earphones winner read by Charisse Booth. It was a 2021 Audie's finalist, and it's available from Live Oak Media for 32 minutes unabridged, ages 4 through 6. Next in Children and Family Listening, we have A Big Mooncake for Little Star. It's written by Grace Lynn, read by Emma Lisi. Playful music and Emma Lisi's cheerful narration animate this brief but thoroughly enchanting audiobook for young listeners. The whimsical story unfolds as Little Star can't resist slipping out of bed every night to nibble on the delicious mooncake that her mother baked and hung in the sky to cool. In a story reminiscent of trickster folklore, Little Star's mischievous nibbling slowly diminishes the big round mooncake in an imaginative allegory of the phases of the waning moon. Lisi's lively delivery enhances the growing sense of anticipation as Little Star wonders whether her mother notices the changes with each passing night. This is a delightful listening experience, and Grace Lynn's Caldecott Honor Award-winning picture book illustrations can provide a stunning visual accompaniment. Sharon Allen wrote that review of A Big Mooncake for Little Star by Grace Lynn. It's read by Emma Lisi, and it's available from Hachette Audio for 4 minutes, unabridged, ages 4 through 6. Next, we have Seven Special Somethings. It's written and read by Adib Karam. Author Adib Karam gives a gentle and friendly narration of his picture book, celebrating Nowruz, the Persian New Year. Young Kian wonders whether he can add anything else to his family's haft scene, the table set with seven special items starting with the letter S that will bring happiness in the new year. But when he tries to add their cat Sunny to the haft scene, predictable mayhem occurs, and Kian has to come up with some creative replacements that will start with S. Listeners will appreciate hearing Karam pronounce Farsi words, and sound effects help to fill in the scenes for listeners who aren't seeing the book's illustrations. An author's note at the end explains more about Nowruz traditions. This is a sweet and inclusive family listen. Jennifer Dowell wrote that review of Seven Special Somethings, written and read by Adib Karam. It's available from Listening Library for 7 minutes, unabridged, ages 4 through 6. Next in Children and Family Listening, we have Catnapped, Dragon Detective, Book 1 by Gareth P. Jones, read by Simon Vance. Narrator Simon Vance establishes a gruff voice for Dirk Dilly, a dragon who owns and operates an old-school detective business in London. Usually, he is able to keep himself at some distance from his clients so as not to reveal his dragon identity, but this all changes when 11-year-old Holly calls to report her missing cat, Willow. What seems like an easy case turns out to be a mystery adventure that Dirk must try to solve with the assistance of his new partner, Holly, despite his initial desire to work alone. Holly's high-pitched, youthful voice contrasts perfectly with Dirk's, just as their personalities do. Listeners will be intrigued by this duo as they learn to work together to save the day. Maria Dietrich wrote that review of Catnipped, Dragon Detective, Book 1 by Gareth P. Jones, read by Simon Vance. It's available from Listening Library for 3.25 hours, unabridged, ages 7 through 10. Next, we have The Very Impatient Caterpillar by Ron Burak, read by Matt Braver and Cece Aisha Johnson. Anyone who struggles with how hard it is to be patient will relate to this comical audiobook about an anxious caterpillar's metamorphosis into a butterfly. Narrator Matt Braver's animated characterizations might sound over the top, but it perfectly captures the frantic energy needed to match the picture book's explosive illustrations. The caterpillar's relentless questions and impatient outbursts are difficult to ignore. Fortunately, a fellow caterpillar, nicely voiced with justified exasperation by Cece Aisha Johnson, is there to guide him. A well-paced musical score, incorporating twittering birds and humorous sound effects, further enhances the narration. The result is a vibrant audiovisual experience and a lighthearted look at the butterfly's life cycle, with built-in lessons on the importance of having patience. Sharon Allen wrote that review of The Very Impatient Caterpillar by Ross Burak, read by Matt Braver, Cece Aisha Johnson. It's available from Weston Wood Studio for 16 minutes, unabridged, ages 4 through 6. Our next review is This Is Your Time. It's written and read by Ruby Bridges. The author, civil rights activist Ruby Bridges, narrates her inspirational letter to the young peacemakers of America in this brief but powerful audiobook. Bridges shares the extraordinary story of how, at the age of 6, she was one of the first black children to integrate the all-white school system of New Orleans. Speaking in low expressive voice, Bridges recalls that period of violent unrest and racial hatred, and details that historic first day of school in 1960. Her quiet strength reinforces the letter's encouragement to young people in these uncertain times, shining a light on the past to illuminate America's potential to unite through love, grace, and positive change. A timely and essential message for listeners of all ages. Sharon Allen wrote that review of This Is Your Time, written and read by Ruby Bridges. It's available from Listening Library for 13 minutes, unabridged, ages 10 and up. Our next review in Children and Family Listening is The Captive Kingdom, Ascendance, Book 4. It's written by Jennifer A. Nielsen, and it's an earphones winner read by Charlie McWade. This teen fantasy audiobook is a top-notch swashbuckler with a complex plot featuring a fight for the throne of Carthia. Narrator Charlie McWade has a marvelous time portraying colorful characters and delivering witty dialogue. He changes accents and cadences as he performs, so that the characters are recognizable to listeners. He gives the three young men, Jaren the king and his friends Roden and Tobias, different accents and changes the rhythm and tone of his voice for each of them as they plot and scheme to get Jaren back to his rightful place on the throne. McQuaid's women add romance and good sense and are equally well done. Despite the abundance of characters, listeners will not become lost thanks to McQuaid's efforts and skill. Elaine Sumner wrote that review of The Captive Kingdom, Ascendance, Book 4 by Jennifer A. Nielsen, and Earphones winner read by Charlie McQuaid. It's available from Scholastic Books for 10.5 hours unabridged, ages 10 and up. Our next review in Children and Family Listening is I Talk Like a River. It's written and read by Jordan Scott, and it is an Earphones winner. Canadian poet Jordan Scott exquisitely demonstrates the feeling of having words in your mouth that just won't come out. Our young protagonist wakes up with the sounds of words all around him, but when he gets to school, the words are stuck in his throat. His wise, gentle father takes him to his favorite place, the river, and explains how he speaks like the river, bubbling, churning, whirling, and crashing. Musical accompaniment and sound effects echo the rising and falling of both water and emotions. Scott's narration showcases the difficulties faced by those who, like himself, stutter. The production closes with an excellent author's note. This remarkable audiobook stands well on its own, but listeners won't want to miss the luminous watercolor paintings by Sydney Smith. Sharon Grover wrote that review of I Talk Like a River, written and read by Jordan Scott, an Earphones winner from Dreamscape for 18 minutes, unabridged, ages 4 through 6. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when you'll hear more reviews in Children and Family Listening. We have a narrator interview with Greta Jung, and we'll follow that with reviews in romance. So until next time, thanks for listening.